Let's go to our How to Write segment. And today on How to Write, it's how to write a TV script. We couldn't find anyone better to ask. It's a weird way of putting it. We found someone who is supremely qualified to... we couldn't find anyone better.
Just saw you walking down the street, so we'll grab you if that's okay. Got a minute?
And nobody is better equipped to answer that question than Paulina Lau, one of our World Watch editors, but also the creator of a TV series, a multiple TV series. She wrote Creamery along with some colleagues, and that went to air early this year to a lot of acclaim. And so we're going to spend a few minutes talking about how to write a TV series script. I actually saw a great sketch on the internet about this. I think it was yesterday. It was like how to sell your TV show in three easy steps. Did you see this one?
I did. Yeah. And it just ends up like basically
1A,
just jumping.
1B, 1C.
Yeah, 1C.
1D, get an agent.
It was sort of quite triggering, you could say. You're like, this is too real.
Yeah.
This is too real.
Because you've got to get it through so many people.
Yeah. And like, because, I mean, the thing is, Creamery took, 3 years. So if you're looking for a quick little hobby, wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
It's quite a slow process.
People know it's a slow process, but why is it a slow process?
Just because, well, the thing is, in New Zealand, we're really lucky because we've got New Zealand on air, so you can go in for public funding, which is amazing, and lots of countries don't actually have this. But, of course, that means that you have to apply for funding rounds and then, have your applications in, and just naturally that takes time and putting together your proposal or whatever. So we started in something June 2018, came up with the idea, hashed it out as best we could, which was, dystopian world, all those with Y chromosome have died. What happens now? What are the central questions? What are the themes? That sort of stuff. Do a mood board. What are you inspired by? That sort of thing. And at the time, we were very inspired by Handmaid's Tale. And it sort of felt like, politics in the US was quite surreal. It was mimicking Handmaid's Tale to a degree. Anyway, and then we sort of got that together, and you've got your idea. And then Carthew Neal, who was an early friend of the project, he's a producer. He's Jojo Rabbit, Hunt for the World of People. Mm. He's amazing. And so he was on, but then, because these things take a long time, other things crop up. So he ended up stepping off, but he introduced us to Bronwyn Backer, who's from Kevin & Co. And so she jumped on as producer. And you want to work with people, who get you, who understand your vision.
And this is all the ideas, concept stage. Yeah, at what point do you actually start typing in this TV script?
It's almost towards the end. Because,
really?
Yeah, because it's such a long process up until that point. So you go in for your development funding and you're saying, okay, what we can do with this money is get a pilot script. But before that part, you've got to come up with a sort of a mini Bible. Mm-hmm. So it's like your manual. It's like your map. Huh. So everything about the show, everything about your idea is in this, what we call, Bible.
Who sees that?
It would be the final sort of Bible is for the production funding and the development funding. So it's to show the...
For the money people.
For the money people, to be like, hey, this is our idea. And you want to answer every question that anyone would have. Mm. Why should I watch your show? Why should this be made? Why should you get money?
Who are the characters?
Who are the characters? Why now? Why would you make it now? What's the relevance? You know, why should we give you money over this project? So it's answering all those kinds of questions. And then you're getting a writer's room together, and it's just a lot of talking. It's weeks of talking, writing on big whiteboards, writing notes, typing on laptops. And, you're going through all ideas. So we had sort of four different versions of an opening scene. We talked about, you start with really basic things like, oh, in a world with no men, what would you do? Probably wear track pants all the time. Probably not wear makeup.
Yeah.
And then if it's traumatizing, would you take all the songs on the radio that have the words men or man? Would you replace them? So
this is still quite conceptual conversation.
Yeah, and it's just
it hasn't been put in ink.
No,
yet.
And all of it's very sort of let's just see where this takes you. And the whole no idea is a bad idea. So when you get a group of people talking, there is about six or seven people in the room. You just start sort of spitballing ideas.
And then is one person in charge of putting that all on paper?
So you usually have a person who sits in the room and types up all the notes. So that's a bit more cohesive. And then from there you work out, okay, in that sense, what's going to happen with each episode? What's the episode breakdown? And then from there you have what you call beat sheets. So, where is the episode going down to sort of the scenes? And then only then really do you have someone write the first draft. Mm. And that pilot, what ends up being the pilot script, probably goes through 4 to 6 versions. Well, for us anyway, it did. Because you're rewriting. But at that point, you need to know who your characters are, where they're going, what's their background. Because otherwise, if you don't have that roadmap, it's very hard to write the details. You know, it's sort of like the dialogue is the colour.
Yeah.
So unless you know what you're actually working with and who you're writing and the point of what you're writing, it's only then that you can really do the dialogue and get to the
We could talk about lines. This for another hour. Yeah. We might pick it up at another point, but for now, we're heading into the 2 p.m. news. Pauline Lau, thanks so much.